My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Spread it out on third down. Daniels pulls the trigger, looking for the deep ball down the sideline, and it's hauled in. Dayami Brown, great snag for the first down.
Absolute preseason levels of hype there, and I think it's Ian Eagle, right, on the Washington preseason broadcast. A little bit of surprise in his voice as well, but I don't know. Thanks for joining me, Mike Shope. Bulldog is off this week. Later today, a lot. Scott Barrett from Fantasy Points, Greg Rousseau, and Sal Capaccio as well. And right now, it's Craig Hoffman, Team 980 in Washington, Odyssey Brethren. Craig, thanks for the time.
You got it, Mike. Great to talk to you. And I will say that was the Jets broadcast. I wish that we had Ian. All due respect to our guys that do it here. Great guys. But Ian's the absolute best that there is. And I would just tell you quickly the story. I was on a plane back from France watching at 30,000 feet flying somewhere over Canada, watching the Jets broadcast on my iPad of that game, because that's my life.
Well, it doesn't sound so bad, actually. But
the flying back from Paris part, actually, you know, going to the Olympics, that was pretty cool. Having to come back and be like, you know what I need to do first? Watch the first preseason game. That wasn't my favorite.
What was the highlight for you in Paris?
So we were actually in Stade de France the night that Sydney McLaughlin broke the 400 world record. So yes. That, the gold medal women's soccer game, those two are perhaps the two greatest sporting nights of my life. Those are pretty awesome.
I watched a lot of the Olympics from Canada. And so speaking of the broadcast, I got Dan Shulman for the USA men's basketball.
Along with my good friend Megan McPeak, who's D.C.-based, okay. She's not being Canadian.
It was an absolute perfect performance from them. Like, there was not, you know, this clip, it's funny we're here. Like, that makes sense because it's not the home team and it's not, like, so excited about this play that really doesn't matter. That's how I like it to sound. And that's what it sounded like listening to Dan Shulman call the USA. It was the comeback against Serbia, not the gold medal game. That was tremendous. Wow. And we were in Canada on vacation. I have family there. And my sister-in-law is a dentist whose patient, one of her patients, was one of the two gold medal game finalists for Canada in beach volleyball. So, I can't say it was a sporting highlight of my life, but the event of the Olympics for us happened to be the Canadian women's beach volleyball team because, you know, we were connected there. So, great to watch. Cool. It must have been amazing to go.
I thought Noah did a great job. Ian's son, of course, did a great job on the U.S. basketball broadcast. But watching Team USA, our last night there, we were watching in our hotel room, watching Team USA men's basketball just rip the French hearts out and Steph Curry do the things he did. Watching the French broadcast of that was also a sporting highlight of my life. I didn't understand a word of it other than, oh, no.
Yes, it was so good. You're right. I think we have similar taste here. Well, let's get to the Washington Commanders. A lot of excitement, a lot of new things to talk about. I mean, relatively new ownership, coaching, Jaden Daniels, the Heisman winner, the new franchise QB, or at least they hope. What are the vibes like? I mean, this has been a team where a lot of the times we've chatted over the years, it's just been OMG, how miserable, whether it's the stadium or just anything with Snyder, all of it over the years. Has it taken a 180, or is it just too early for that?
I mean, on the field, it's too early because we need to see if they're better than last year, and they have the highest percent of roster turnover, so it's different. Better is still TBD based off the results. I think it definitely will be. They won four games. The bar is incredibly low. Off the field, it is completely different. The level of professionalism, the vibes, if you will, the investment in the team, the culture around the team, just, it could not be different. The competence level of almost everyone in the organization. And it's funny because there are a couple of holdovers that like worked for previous administrations. And it's funny talking to them and just how excited they are to be like, man, why was I working here before? Like, it's so much better now. And so I'm really happy for a couple of those people that I know personally that are good people, or people that we deal with in our jobs here in DC in the media. So all in all, yeah, it is completely different. They've revamped a ton of stuff in the stadium. Like, it is putting lipstick on a pig until they can get a new one, which Josh Harris, the owner, said on Sunday probably won't come till at least 2030. But they are willing to spend the money. They're willing to say, hey, we realize we're stuck here for a little bit longer. We're trying to unlock the RFK site. We're trying to get into, you know, figure out what our future is. But for right now, the word he used was comfortable. He wants to make fans comfortable coming to the stadium. And I don't think fans have been comfortable being fans here for most of the 25 years, nevertheless being comfortable actually going to a game.
Mm-hmm. So I'd like to know your opinions, Craig, on what they've gotten right here or not as we sit here at 0-0 with Dan Quinn, with Cliff Kingsbury in my fantasy, you know, obsession. I'm talking way more often about him and what the offense will be than I am Quinn. But, you know, Quinn is the head coach. And then Daniels, of course, the number two overall pick. Just your thoughts on these choices.
Yeah, I mean, I liked Quinn coming in. I was biased by my podcast co-host, Logan Paulson, who said Quinn was probably his favorite head coach he had in the NFL in the 10 years that he played. He was with Dan in Atlanta, and he's just like, there's something different about that guy. And I also knew that while obviously things ended for obvious reasons, the 28-3 comeback and then the ensuing not as good seasons in Atlanta after Kyle Shanahan left, Dan, unlike a lot of coaches who just go, ah, I got screwed, he took a huge, like, 360-degree look at everything he did and prepared himself for the next opportunity. Obviously went to Dallas, tremendously successful. So I'm a big Quinn guy. I just like his process. I like the way he talks. I like the way he thinks. I think there's a realness and authenticity to him that really matters as a leader. And so I like that choice a lot, especially, you know, I was high as many were on Ben Johnson in terms of an idea. But once he came out of the equation and maybe we learned a little bit more in terms of his readiness to be that A1 leader that you need to be as a head coach, like, Quinn really is, I think, a great choice. Cliff's the interesting one to me. Jaden, I'm a huge fan of for all the reasons that people would expect someone to like Jaden Daniels, his maturity, his physical talent, his poise, all that kind of stuff. Cliff, my big thing for him is I know he's going to make life easy on Jaden early. I know that he has an ability to present clean pictures to quarterbacks. I know he firmly believes in getting the ball to his playmakers. I know he's not afraid to run the football and not over-leverage his offensive line. My question is, when we get to November, will the Cliff Kingsbury late season dive that has plagued him from Texas Tech to Arizona strike again? Now that he is just an offensive coordinator and not a head coach, can he dedicate the time to making sure that defenses don't catch up with him in the back half of the season, really the last quarter of the season? That's my question. But the early season stuff, I totally get why he's successful. He's really impressive. I like what they're doing. And now we have to see if it works in the actual regular season.
From what I've heard, I don't want to take full ownership of this because I'm not so much a tape grinder, but I listen a lot and read a lot. The debate on Daniels is the processing. You know, it sounds a little bit like Justin Fields. Nobody questions his athletic ability, big arm. You know, the highlights are crazy good. But can he go second read, third read? Is that a lot of what you're hearing be analyzed about him? I don't know if you have a take on how it's going, or maybe just whether or not that kind of question's fair.
I definitely think it's a fair enough question based off what we saw in college, because in college they threw a ton outside the numbers. They were able to create a lot of one-on-one.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And he had absolute like stallions on the outside. He has Malik Nabers, who's a top, what, 6th pick in the draft. He's got not Brian Robinson. That's the running back here.
Brian Thomas.
Brian Thomas, thank you. I was like, his name's definitely Brian, and he was a first rounder. Brian Thomas on the other side. You know, he's got a guy who's going to be a top 5 pick at left tackle protecting him, like in next year's draft. They were loaded, and so it didn't have to be hard, and their offense represented that schematically. But I remember talking to Dan Orlovsky on my show. He came on with us just before the draft, and Dan said, I love Daniels because I think he has the best eyes in the draft. And so when he had to, he processed it quickly. And then you see him in person here, Mike, and oh, my God, is that true? Like, Orlovsky was all over that. He processes information so cleanly. It is really, really impressive. Now, he's going to get tripped up this year because he's a rookie, and he will see stuff he's never seen before, and that is just how it goes. But between what they do with personnel and formations and how Cliff presents clean pictures – and Jaden's ability to move, not just quickly, because in the NFL now, and hopefully this doesn't get too nerdy, but like a lot of it is not the same that we have been taught to think about progressions, because defensive coverages have become so convoluted. It's not a clean cover 3 or cover 2 like you'd see on Madden, and we think of the dots on the Madden screen, right? It's these zone match concepts, and not the name drop, but we talked to Matt Ryan, who was with Logan in Atlanta, which is how we got him on our show, a couple of years ago on the podcast. And Matt said by the end of his career, he stopped trying to read coverages against certain teams. He kind of figured, like, I need to know where this guy is. And if he, like, say it's a safety, and if he drops back, I'm throwing the underneath. If he jumps the underneath, I'm throwing up top. And I might throw a touchdown and have no idea, even when I look at the pictures, what coverage it was against, because they are so convoluted now. And so what you have to be able to do as a quarterback is actually go back to kind of linear reads, to literally go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and to be able to eliminate sometimes 2 at a time. And Jaden can process it that quickly, and that is an essential survival skill in the modern NFL, and he seems very much so, based off what we've seen in camp and a lot of the scouting stuff that you hear once you dig a little deeper, to have that.
Very good. Just a few minutes left with Craig Hoffman here, Mike Shope on WGR. What about weapons? Jahan Dotson, I mean, that ended quickly. Do they have McLaurin? I see McLaurin as good to very good, not like super elite, but I don't know if I'd want him to be my wide receiver one, like by a lot. But I like the player. What about after him?
I have such a soft spot for Terry because I was still on the beat his rookie year and just watching that dude work. He's everything you want in a football player in terms of he's got physical talent, but just great leader, great, like, salt of the earth human being and an absolute grinder. But I also am fully aware that he's not Justin Jefferson, right? Like, he is 6 feet tall. He doesn't have some of the bigger play ability from a size standpoint, even if he's got 4.3 speed and wins an I would say a higher percent than you'd think of like 50-50 type balls because of his toughness and his strength. But to your point as well, like behind him, it's a bunch of question marks. Deami Brown hasn't had 500 yards in his career in 3 years. And based off of the amount of snaps he gets this year, like I certainly hope he's going to have 500 yards this season, because if not, their offense probably wasn't very good. I think the biggest weapon besides Terry, though, is Zach Ertz at tight end. He came into this offseason healthy, which is the first time in years he's told us that he has felt better in camp than he has in years, because he wasn't spending the entire offseason rehabbing, and he has looked tremendous in camp. He just kind of understands how to get open, and he and Jaden have a great rapport. So I think him, you know, Ben Sinnott, the kid they drafted out of K-State, I think will have some big games this year. I don't know that I'd rely on him like in fantasy or anything from a consistency standpoint. Olamide Zaccheaus, you know, he's had some success, some up and down years, Atlanta and other places. He had a really good camp. Can he do it in the regular season? But Jahan just didn't play with like the toughness and physicality that they want to build as their identity of, as a football team. And thus, and I don't think his attitude reflected a desire to change. And so they shipped him out. And, you know, Luke McCaffrey, they drafted in the third round. I tend to think that like, there's some pieces here that are intriguing down depth chart in an ideal world. And in year one of a rebuild, the receiver position was just not something that they prioritized. They chose to use their draft capital in other places. And I also think they wanted to see how good Jahan could be. And then when it didn't work out, they're like, well, shoot, we have a hole. So I would imagine they invest in this next season. Or, you know, who knows, if Brandon Ayuk doesn't sign an extension with San Francisco and something goes sideways in their season, he's available at the trade deadline and Jaden Daniels is awesome. Could they make a move then? I guess. Not counting on all of those things happening, though. But point being, like, I think you're right to point out that that is a big question. There's enough that Daniels is not going to sink, but it is certainly something they're going to need to address if they want to be a championship contender 3 years from now.
Just quickly, yes or no, Craig, if you can, do you think Eckler has anything left?
Yes, I think he's looked sharp this offseason. He and Robinson will split, but yes.
And thoughts on Curtis Samuel here?
How's his toe doing? Last time I checked, he was having turf toe injuries. Here's the thing with Curtis. If he's healthy, can be really effective. You should give him the football and let him be Curtis Samuel, because Curtis Samuel's like a football player. Keeping him healthy is hard, and unfortunately, I think you guys have already realized that.
Yeah, he, I guess, best as I know, is just iffy for that first game. There's so much time between, like, before the last preseason game when he has the injuries, goes back to week two, and then week one of the regular season. You know, the Bills say things, a lot of teams would, like week to week or multiple weeks, right. And that doesn't even have to mean not available for week one. So I think there's probably still some chance for Samuel.
Well, and the NFL has the silly rule, as I well learned as a beat reporter years ago, like, you don't have to actually give an injury report until week one. And then there's like a league mandated, you know, probable, questionable, or, you know, limited full participant stuff. So I'd be very curious if, you know, he's limited on Wednesday next week when they have to give the report. But I hated how they used Curtis here last year. He's so much better than what they used him as, or at least he used to be, but it's been a couple of years now. So I like the idea of Curtis Samuel in Buffalo and using him as a multifaceted player, but you know, he's got to stay healthy, and we'll see what the staff up there, you know, if they use him as kind of that quasi running back sometimes. Is he in the slot? Can he run routes on the outside? Because he can do all of that stuff. Just what's the best usage for him in that offense with the other weapons they have?
You sound very much like me about this with the Bills and their receivers, all the changes. It just sounds to me kind of how bad teams talk when they want to use all these different guys in these different roles and everybody eats and all this. Like, that sounds to me like you don't have somebody good and great.
But you know what you guys do have, Mike, that we haven't had here in 30 years?
Yes.
You have a good quarterback, and that tends to help a lot.
That should help.
Hopefully we now have one too, but Josh Allen, good at football.
Yes, not blind to that. Very good. Always great to talk to you, Craig. Thank you.
You as well, Mike. Thank you.
Craig Hoffman, Team 980 in Washington. Jaden Daniels. I talked to Matthew Collar on his podcast today, Purple Insider, and he gave me some higher lowers at underdog. And he had Daniels rushing at 525. And I'm just like, I would go over on that. He's just got to stay on the field. If he stays on the field, I think you could have a season like Lamar Jackson's rookie year, where not ready yet to run a traditional offense, but just electric when he has the ball. So I kind of like the idea of Daniels going higher than that number. All right, busy day. Greg Rousseau, I'm now told, is going to be 4:30. their practices maybe ending earlier, or just, I don't know, something might have changed there. But we're going to have the Bills edge rusher coming up at 4:30, and then Sal will join closer to 5. Before any of that, though, Scott Barrett, fantasy points, last-minute draft tips for you. We have always had good conversations with Scott, too. That'll be in just over 15 minutes from now. This is Mike Shope. Bulldog is off this week. He'll be back with me on Tuesday once we get through Labor Day weekend. This is WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.